Brian, how much have the Chargers changed since the last time you saw them?
I think the thing that, I mean, I've always had a healthy respect for this team and the weapons that they have. And, you know, Rivers has always been a competitive guy. LaDainian has always been able to do the things he needed to do in big-time situations. And they're playing with a high intensity right now. They're very confident. And, you know, all the things that we expected in the first game, we're expecting the same things in this game, a very tough battle. It's going to have to be a very mentally strong both sides of the field. And it's going to be a very, very exciting game, very exciting game.
When you guys practice, obviously whoever's starting a quarterback for you doesn't impact what you're doing, but will you find yourself taking a peek over to see how Wharton's getting by in that end?
No. Our job does not change. I've said this quite a few times. Our job does not change. No matter who our quarterback is, no matter what the offense is doing or not doing or whatever you want to say, our job does not change. It remains the same. And we have to do a better job of doing what we're supposed to do this game. And then be consistent at doing it, not having spurts of doing it and then trying to do too much at other times. We just have to do what we're supposed to do and go up against a very, very talented team.
Whether it's yourself or somebody like Tomlinson, both players have been excellent, great, some would say Hall of Fame players for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But part of the process is you get older and then people start looking to see if you have a crack in your game. How do you respond to that, Joe?
Well, you just go out and play your game. I mean, that's going to happen as long as you continue to mount up years. It's a blessing that you're playing. It can be a curse if you listen to the outside people, because once you get past a certain age, no matter what you do or whatever mistakes that you make on the football field, it's going to always be because of your age. That's what people are going to say. And, you know, I know that that is not the truth. I look at him on film and I see him still making the same cuts and stopping on a dime and leaving people standing right there in their shoes while he's going the other way. I see those same things happening on the football field from him. So I let all the experts, so-called, say that he can't do it because of his age. I'm going to respect him, and I'm going to go in and expect his best game and expect me to have to be a very sure tackler against a very, very talented running back.
So, I mean, if you're 24 and you make a bad read,
it's because you're young.
It's because you're inexperienced, and if you're 34, it's because you're
Your age, right. That's just the way it is. You know, people, they want to find the reasons why you're not doing something. It doesn't have to be anything but the fact that you made a wrong read, a step too slow because of guessing on something. It's going to always be because of your age. And so I've learned to leave that alone, let people say whatever they want to say. Use it as motivation if you want to. But, you know, like I've said in the past also, I never let somebody's opinion of me define who I am. And so that would never change.
Obviously, with three-game losing streak, it's a tough situation for this team, mm-hmm. not the ideal situation for this team. How much do you relish the fighting your way back?
Oh, man, I've been in these things a couple of times, these things being losing streaks and completely counted out, whether it be because of whatever the reason is, or whether we lost Donovan or whatever. I've been in these situations before. And so, I mean, I love being put in a situation where people don't expect you to do something or they think you can't do it. I love that. I relish that. I feed off of that. And we're put in a situation that we have to go out and do our job. But this is, like I said, this is going to be exciting playoff type of atmosphere. And these are the type of games that, you know, just gets it should get your blood just pumping and get your heart beating fast, get you breathing hard like I'm doing right now, anticipation of the game.
Brian, is that sort of your approach to your whole time here in Denver? Is that, you know, there was talk that maybe you were down in Philly or you lost a step and you come up to Denver, and, you know, to all of us here, it doesn't seem like you have. Has that sort of been the motivation?
The motivation, no. One of them, absolutely. I use those things. I told you guys that before. I won't shy away from that. I use those things as motivation. I put them into my pile and burn them, and then during the off season, and to make sure that when I come out, that all those questions that somebody may have had, that they're not answered with a definite, the things that they were saying won't be answered from a positive standpoint from their side. But the thing that I wanted to do coming here is be be who I wanted, be who I my teammates needed me to be here. And I tried to give everything that I've had, emotionally and physically, and to do everything that I needed to do to let my teammates here, which I believe they do now, have complete and total confidence in me. If I'm one-on-one, I'm going to make that tackle 9 times out of 10. If I'm in coverage, there's going to be a great percentage that I'm going to be able to knock the ball out, get a pick, or bring him down immediately. And so those are the type of confidence builders I wanted my teammates to have in me, and I think that they have that in me.
As you're a leader in addressing three-game losing streaks, which are fairly commonplace, even with this franchise down through the years, it's been largely a successful franchise, a lot of three-game losing streaks, but it very rarely gets to four or beyond. When, as a leader, do you address, because you've addressed both here today, a psychological component to get back on the right track or a physical component to get back on the right track?
The thing that I've always been is a person who I practice what I preach, and I preach what I practice first. In other words, I'm out doing what I'm supposed to do on the football field. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in the meeting rooms. I'm still engaged in every phase of preparing for a team with my teammates, having conversations. My head is not held low. My smile is not it doesn't disappear from my face in the midst of a losing streak. I'm still going to have fun playing this game. So those things, you guys, young guys especially, see that, and they understand that this is not a panic situation. It's a situation where the things that we've talked about for the last couple of weeks of doing consistently, we haven't done consistently. And in order for us to get back to where we want to be, we have to do those things consistently. And the challenge is put for us, absolutely. And there's not a I don't think there's not a guy in that locker room that shouldn't feel a fire for this game. It's just so much excitement for this game. It really is.
Time for one. Can it help that you're working your way back through the division schedule, going up against a team you've played this year, and you can look at tape that you've played against and apply it back towards this team? Does that help in trying to make?
Well, you look at tape regardless. Looking from who played them last, and then look at the games that they played obviously since then, and how much progress they've made since then, and they're playing with a different fire, with a different zest that you can see on film. And you just go into this game expecting their best, and then you put up your best and see whose best is the best. And so, like I said, it's going to be an exciting game. I'm jacked up, juiced about it already.